Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna on 720 WGN. Tom Skilling will join us after 6:30, and then Justin Kaufman comes up at 7 o'clock. Is Justin on tonight? Yes. All right. Joey's hoping not. Joey wants to host the show again. Very exciting time for Joey and Brian the other night. Very, very exciting. All right. The holidays are here, and if you're like me or like most people, you're a little bit worried about overindulging and putting on a little extra pound. Maybe you've been working hard to lose some weight, and then the holidays come, and boy, things just seem to go off the rails, even though you're trying your best. But there are ways that you can lessen the damage. Tiffany Louise is here. She is a life coach and therapist, and she's a spokesperson for Lindora. Go to lindora.com to get all the information there. Welcome. Good to see you.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You don't look like you have any problem during the holidays staying fit and keeping to your diet.
I work on it. I'm from Wisconsin, so I like my
cheese. Oh, there you go.
But I make mindful choices to stay on track.
That's the key, isn't it? Making mindful choices. What, you know, paying attention to what you're eating and what you're doing.
Absolutely. And as a spokesperson for Lean for Life by Lindora, and it's www.leanforlife.com, my job is to really help people pay attention to what's underneath it, right? We can all talk about exercise and nutrition,
right,
but we know that sometimes that's not enough, and we need to take a look at what's going on underneath that keeps us overeating and keeps us from being inactive. So paying attention to ourselves, paying attention to our bodies, paying attention to what we're thinking is really how we're going to create any change in our life.
Well, and there's three main areas, right? There's nutrition, there's right, the mental aspect of everything, and then there's just overall well-being, I guess. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, we focus on a three-pronged approach. So nourish, move, and breathe. And the breathe portion, the mindfulness portion, is really what affects the moving and the nourishing, right? How we eat and how we move really is all about how we think. So if we create a story in our head that it's way too cold out, I get it, down here in Chicago, and we're going to be miserable if we have to get out of our apartment, go to the gym,
right,
we're never going to get there.
No, not till August.
Right. We move towards things that feel good. So if it feels more uncomfortable than where we are, we won't shift. So if we think about what we're thinking about, that's how we give ourselves some momentum. We make the gym feel better by thinking about it in the way, I want to feel accomplished. I want to feel that satisfied feeling when I'm done. I want to have the energy to actually be present this holiday season. I don't want to feel exhausted. I don't want to feel grumpy. I don't want to feel miserable. I don't want to feel like I'm searching around my apartment for what I'm going to wear.
Right.
It's really about shifting those thoughts, and it's much easier to shift our behavior then.
So a lot of us think that this is the time of year when most people put on the most weight. Is that true, that the holidays are the killer of all diets?
You know, there's some research that says we gain an average of 7 to 10 pounds, but more recent research says it's about 1 to 2 pounds during the holiday season.
I thought calories don't count on the holidays.
Well, you're wrong, Violetta.
What?
That's your same logic for vacation.
For everything.
Tiffany, tell her she's not.
Or the weekends, right? Saturday and Sunday were clear, right?
That must be a magical gift from Santa I don't know about.
Yeah, these two. They're at that age where they can eat whatever they want.
We'll Google it.
Burns off. Yeah, Google it. Google it and confirm. Get it on the internet, one of your fake news sites. That's how it goes.
Right. So the issue with the 1 to 2 pounds, though, is that they show that once it's gained, we are less likely to lose it.
Oh, why is that?
Because it as the time goes on, we just accumulate. So 1 to 2 pounds is one thing, but over a decade, that can be 20 pounds. Right? So
but
it's
don't,
getting
don't
back
most
on
people's,
track after the holidays.
Yeah, that's the key. I was
or
just going to say. Or during. Don't most people at some point, you know, we all see the health club memberships get jacked up at the first of the year, and then by the eighth, you don't see anybody at the gym that you saw the first week. So
right,
some people are trying to get that done. If you've been good up through the holidays, say you're living that mindful life and you're paying attention to what you eat and you're trying to have a good mental attitude, you get to the holidays and you go a little off the rails, you gain a few pounds. Should you panic, or is it just a matter of, as I've found through my experience, just saying, you know what, okay, yesterday was a bad day. I ate, four pies. Now I've got to get back on the horse.
Yeah, absolutely. It's having compassion for yourself and also knowing that you enjoyed life a little bit, but how do you get back on track?
Right.
Right? That's the thing about the holidays. It disrupts our schedule. We have shopping. We have events. We have end of the year stuff at work. We have all the pressure. We have all the expectations. And so we get off track. And it's really about like not beating yourself up. Again, we move in the direction of what feels good. We're much more likely to get back on the horse if we stop shaming ourselves.
Right.
And we say, okay, I had a bad week. How do I get back on track? What do I need to do?
Is it true if no one sees you eat it, it has no calories?
If a tree falls in the woods.
Right. It's one of those age-old.
You don't hear it.
It's one of those age-old debates. So I just I want to know if you could clear that up.
I don't think it's a debate.
I go to the gym because there's a sauna, a steam room, and a lazy river. And like you said, I get the mindfulness.
What gym are you going to?
Where is this
Mandalay Bay? Where is your gym?
I go to the UIC gym.
How long should Violetta wait before going in the lazy river, you know, after she eats
after her lunch?
After you eat your
cheese. She has a Danish.
Well, no, so I'm serious. So like the mindfulness of what you were saying, I get excited to go to the gym because I'm like, I'm going to end with a lazy river ride. And it's going to be great.
No, that's really important. If that's the thing that pulls you in and it's like, I'm going to get through this workout because at the end I get to get in the sauna and I get to relax and I get to breathe and that's the reward, we're going to be a lot more likely to get to the gym. And once you're at the gym, you're a lot more likely to pick up a weight than you are on your
couch.
And you can just sweat out all the calories in the sauna, right? That'll work too.
I don't know that that's scientifically proven. You could try.
Tiffany, are you getting the sense that Kevin, the guy who is claiming he's going to eat 15 steaks in a couple weeks, he wants to lose the weight, but he doesn't want to do anything to lose the weight. And that seems to be the problem that a lot of people run into. It's not just Kevin. Kevin represents probably most of America because I want to eat whatever I want and then just sit in a sauna and it'll all fall off me.
Absolutely. And it's leveraging the discomfort of where you are.
Yeah.
If you feel okay where you are, it's going to be really hard to motivate yourself to do any kind of change. So it's sort of saying, I could be here, but if I continue to be here, what's the effect? I could gain 1 to 2 pounds this holiday season, but if I continue that, what would 20 pounds, how would that impact my health down the road?
Yeah.
So it's taking a look at like leveraging the discomfort of where you are to move you into some sort of shift, because otherwise it can be really easy to stay stagnant.
Yeah, and that's, the second part is moving. We're going to get to some tips for all three of the parts. Eat, move, breathe. We're going to get to tips for all of that on the other side. Tiffany Louise is my guest. She's a life coach and therapist. If you go to leanforlife.com, you can find out how to stay lean for life, which is hard.
It's a lifestyle.
Right, but some people are... There is something to do with metabolism, right? Because some people, you see them, they can eat whatever they want. And they're rail thin. And you go, no, I just want to strangle you. Because for most people, it's a struggle to stay in shape. And there's a lot of depriving yourself. And that's part of the mental thing. You have to get over that block that you're depriving yourself. And
absolutely. You know. One of the beautiful parts about this program is they have medical providers who actually teach people one-on-one how to get their body into a state of functioning optimally, how to work with their metabolism, their psychology, their physiology. These people are coming into the clinics every week. And there's also online programs where these medical providers are available for all of us in Chicago and other parts of the world, not in California. So it's learning to work with what you have and work with your patterns and work with your diet and your mindset in order to create that change right where you are, not someone else's program, but yours.
Very nice. More with Tiffany on the other side. All right. The holidays are here. Put down that cookie because you're going to regret it tomorrow. But if you do have that cookie, don't shame yourself. Tiffany Louise is here. She is a life coach and therapist. Leanforlife.com is how you can find out how you can change your life and move on. And there's three steps. It's nourish, move, and breathe. So let's go through nourish. Obviously, everybody knows, nourish, eat. Are you going to tell us that we should eat less? You know, we hear this all the time, right? Eat less. But that's really the secret, right?
Wow.
Oh, hold on. There you go. Sorry.
Here I am. Not necessarily less, but eat mindful is what I would say. My tip for the holiday season is, number one, be mindful when you're eating. Mm-hmm. If you're at an event, if you're at a holiday party, no chatting while you're eating. It's so much easier to be mindless in our eating habits when we're talking, we're socializing, all of a sudden that's second or third trip through the buffet happens, and we're not in touch with our body. We're not listening when our body says, oh, I'm full, or oh, that's too much, or oh, that's a little rich. We usually have a saturation point. And that's after like one piece of pie. No one really feels like they're enjoying the 10th.
Right, exactly.
So it's really learning how to stay present. I always say, take your plate, sit down, be with your food, enjoy it. If you're going to have a treat, be present to it.
Yeah.
And then you know when you're full, so you know when to stop. And then you can say, okay, I'm done. Plates down, no second trip through the buffet. Let me be present to the people who are here.
Okay, now you're coming in after our good friends from Mambecue, where we had some beer, and I love a good beer, especially around the holidays, the nice heavier beers. It's probably okay to have one, but again, being mindful, right? You want to have something other, booze is just empty calories.
It is. And if we're talking about being mindful, it's consuming something that inhibits your ability to be present. Right. And so we are more likely to overeat when we are imbibing. So it's just being careful, being mindful. I say go for water. If you're drinking water to stay hydrated, you're going to know when you're full, but you're going to know when it's enough.
Right.
You know, I have a background in addiction, so I come from that that mindset. But just being careful about how you use alcohol over the holiday season. If your goal is wellness, fitness, and feeling your best, this might not be a part of your equation.
Makes sense. All right, now the moving part. Again, we mentioned the gym and people going to the gym. There's more to it than just going to the gym, right?
Yeah. I think it's setting yourself up so you can be successful. Okay. We have these lofty goals that aren't very clear. I want to be healthy. I'm going to get to the gym. Well, when? Put it in your schedule.
Yes.
Make these non-negotiable appointments with yourself. You wouldn't flake on a dentist appointment because you know you're going to get charged. Set up some accountability. Make it something you're going to move towards. Put them in your schedule. And if something conflicts, make sure you can replace it somewhere else. Otherwise, think about whether or not you're going to get to whatever that event is. If we want to feel better at the end and being accountable to ourselves is one of those pieces, we're going to follow through. Also, one of the things that I love is get an accountability partner.
Okay.
When we can go with someone or have a class that we're looking forward to, friendly, familiar faces, having somebody who's in it together, we're much more likely to show up at 7 a.m. if we know we have a friend waiting there for us than if it's just us in our bed with the snooze.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, then you can compete a little bit.
Well, if you want, you can go sit next to somebody on your Peloton bike and see who burns more calories.
But what if you meet Violetta and all she wants to do is float in the lazy river? That seems...
I paddle. I work my arms and legs.
That's
swimming
a great
is a
forearm exercise.
Mm-hmm. But the whole name of it is lazy.
Well,
all right.
You know. I'll just call it the moving river.
There you go. All right. So let's get into the part which a lot of people discount when it comes to staying healthy and losing weight and living a different lifestyle. They leave out the mind part of it, the breathe part, which in my, I don't know, I'm not an expert, but that seems to be the most important part.
I would say I'm a little biased. It's what I do for a living. I help people change. And that's a big part of my job at Lean for Life is helping create content that allows people to be mindful about what's going on with them. Let's be honest. The holidays can be really stressful for people. It can be beautiful. It can be sparkling. It can be magical. But it also can be really tough. Time with family can be tough. Time apart from family. We can be missing people who are no longer with us. There's a lot that comes forward. So taking care of your emotional health is one of the most critical things you can do to stay on track this time of year.
Yeah.
Making sure you're sleeping. Making sure you're taking a moment to unplug, breathe, put down your phone, take a couple minutes to center when you're feeling crazy end of year at work, whatever it might be, but tuning in, checking in, that allows us to fill up our tank so that we have something to give. If the true meaning of the season is to connect, to enjoy, to be with people that we love, filling up our tank so that we can show up fully.
And something else you said, one of your tips is, which a lot of people either don't do or can't do this time of year because you're thrown into situations with people that maybe you don't see a lot, is to surround yourself with positivity.
Yes. Go where the light is what I say.
But what if your family is living in the darkness and you still have to go with them for Christmas?
It's okay. You can send them love. But, you know, if it might be setting boundaries, it might be coming early and coming late and leaving a little early.
Yeah.
It might be sending, you know, messages to yourself through your phone to remind you, like, stay on track. It's worth it. You would rather feel good on January 1st rather than having to start over. Whatever it might be that makes you feel better.
Right.
I think we do a lot of shaming ourselves. We do a lot of beating ourselves up, and we think that's going to get us to change. I've never seen that work long term.
Yeah, it does seem like, I mean, that seems to be the way to go. And then people get caught in a vicious cycle too, where they feel bad about it. I overdid it, and now I've blown everything. And then that feeds on itself, and then they just continue that negative cycle instead of, and it's easier said than done, but to say, okay, you know what, let's shake that off. And now it's time to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. I'm big on getting curious. Right. Instead of judging, instead of shaming, take a look. What's going on? Why do I keep starting and stopping? Why do I only get to the gym through March and then I trickle off?
Right.
What's happening for me? And when you get curious, we get curious about people that we care about. We often don't get curious about ourselves.
Right.
So if we start to look at what's going on, we can get data that will actually help us move forward rather than shame and, you know, beating ourselves up that keeps us stuck.
Very nice. If people want to learn more about the program, they can go to leanforlife.com. Tiffany Louise is a life coach and therapist. It has been wonderful having you here. Merry Christmas, and keep up the good work. And
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Keep trying to improve people's lives. That's good work.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this, and then it'll be news in two on WGN.